This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. President Trump is branding Iran a nation of terror. He publicly accused it of being responsible for attacks on oil tankers in the Middle East Thursday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's remarks came after the Pentagon released footage it says shows Iranian forces removing an unexploded mine from one of the vessels.
Iran did do it, and you know they did it because you saw the boat. I guess one of the mines didn't explode. And it's probably got essentially Iran written all over it.
Telling Fox and Friends, the U.S. exposed Iran's culpability, though Tehran denies it. The president did not offer any potential response to the attacks, but warned against any move to close the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. blame of Iran comes from intelligence, the weapons used, and what he calls the level of expertise needed to carry out such an operation. President Trump on Friday reversing course over whether he would report any foreign interference in a political campaign to U.S. law enforcement. He also said on Fox News' Fox and Friends that he would, of course, contact authorities.
If I thought anything was incorrect or badly stated, I'd report it to the Attorney General, the FBI. I'd report it to law enforcement. Absolutely.
Trump told ABC News earlier this week he would accept assistance from a foreign entity looking to interfere in U.S. politics. The Trump administration hopes to finish up a deal with Guatemala that would block Central Americans from seeking asylum in the U.S. VOA has obtained an unsigned copy of a 7-page draft White House agreement, which would establish a safe third country protocol between the U.S. and Guatemala. Read more about this on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli jets hit Hamas bases in Gaza Friday in response to rocket fire.